Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's become a bit of an abusive relationship with the Tigers and Tigers fans here in Detroit. And I would compare it to a relationship that you just kind of keep hanging on to, right? You know that it's going nowhere, and you know that eventually it's going to end. And instead of just breaking up, ending it, moving on with your life, and potentially saving yourself from even more fights and more emotional evenings, sleepless nights, you just keep hanging on and hanging on, and then eventually it becomes even worse once you actually finally pull the plug. That's where we're at with the Tigers. Pull the plug. Stop waiting. Make this happen. And I don't have any faith that this organization is going to be able to do it right by the July 31st trade deadline. They had an opportunity to make a deal with the Cubs. We'll never know the true, inner workings of the conversations that were had between the Tigers and the Cubbies. But one thing I do know, Justin Verlander is a better pitcher than Jose Quintana. Another thing I know, Michael Fulmer would have been able to get you a hell of a lot more than Jose Quintana. And the Tigers didn't take advantage. Or maybe they hesitated. Or maybe they made the mistake of turning down an offer that would have been able to get them a nice chunk in return. I don't know. But yeah, I'm losing faith that the Tigers are going to go full-on rebuild mode when they absolutely, without a shadow of a doubt, should. Do you still have faith in Al Avila at this point? I get 18 days till the trade deadline. We'll see what happens. But you just lost out on a major piece in the Cubs that were ready. They were desperate. Now they have nothing left. They're done. Going to make it harder. The pool is getting a little bit smaller. The participants ready to buy at the deadline, not going to be as desperate as the Cubs. All those teams out there sitting in first place by like 25 games. Okay, I'm exaggerating. By like 9 games. They're not going to be willing to part with, their best prospects in order to get a luxury in Justin Verlander, a luxury in a Michael Fulmer, JD Martinez, etc. Tigers are in a tough position here. I feel like Tigers fans need to wake up and realize that you're not winning anything. You're not even going to be close to competing for several years. And the further that this goes on, the further you extend it, without just going all in on it, without just breaking up, if you will, it's going to get uglier and uglier. 248-539-9797. Let's talk to Bill in Waterford. You're on 97 on the ticket. Hey, Billy.
Hey, how are you?
I'm struggling today. My goodness.
Hey, man, listen, I've been out there cutting my grass. I got to get it done. But when I heard all this stuff about them Tigers, and I love them, okay, but you couldn't be more right than the previous caller as well. These Detroit Tigers got to fix their farm system. And, I saw the 1968 World Series, the 84 World Series. I don't know if I'm going to live long enough to see another one, to be quite honest with you. So I'm totally frustrated. They got to fix that farm system.
Yeah, they got to do something, Bill. I think that's the bottom line. And the way that you do this, and you've been around, clearly you've been a baseball fan for a long period of time. The way you do this is you acquire and you develop homegrown talent. That's the name of the game. You let them come up in your system, and you start to think about, okay, well, second base, that should be covered 2 years from now. Maybe a third baseman, well, we kind of have a need for it. Maybe he'll come up this year, even though he might not be ready. That's how you do. You fill the gaps, and then once those guys actually get up and produce, then maybe you go sign a free agent here or free agent there, but this is going to take time.
I think of Lou Whitaker, Alan Trammell, Lance Parrish, Jack Morris. All these guys were developed within the system. But I don't think they have anybody down there that knows what they're doing.
Well, and that speaks to the whole, do you have faith in the organization? And Bill, I think there's a lot of Tigers fans that are losing it, honestly. But I do think there's some Tigers fans that aren't willing to acknowledge just how bad things are. I think there's still too many fans out there that believe, and I don't know if you're one of them, I don't think so, but that believe that this team is very talented and that, they're going to turn it on, or, they have just had a very unfortunate turn of events, or Brad Ausmus maybe is the problem. I think there's too many Tigers fans holding on to that hope.
Yeah, you just got to move on. You got to move on. They should have moved on a couple years ago, actually.
I'm with you there, Bill. I mean, look, I get that that would have been the tough move, and I appreciate the call. I hope the lawn mowing experience went terrific earlier today. But that would have been the more responsible move. And ultimately, sure, it ended up costing Dave Dombrowski his job. And that's fine. But Dave Dombrowski understood. He knew how it worked. You know, you can't just hang on and hang on and allow valuable assets to walk away for nothing. You had to get something in return for David Price, Yoenis Cespedes, Joaquin Soria. You know, at this point, the Tigers have waited so long, their veteran players don't have as much value. Their contracts are clearly terrible. And now their production is starting to take a dip. You can't wait forever. You know, you got to strike when... Hey, look, I don't know anything about anything, but I know that in the stock market, you buy low and you sell high. Tigers should have been selling high a couple of years ago. You know, and now, unfortunately, we're in this position, and I'm sitting here bitching on July 13, 2017, and we're talking about what we already knew 2 years ago, that the run was over. It was done. Wasn't going to happen anymore. And I do contend, and I've said this several times before, Joe Dumars gets a lot of crap in this city, and I understand it, because he made a lot of bad decisions toward the end of his tenure as a general manager of the Pistons. But Joe Dumars recognized when the going-to-work Pistons were done. He recognized when it was time to break it up. He traded Chauncey Billups, got Allen Iverson's expiring contract, and had a bunch of money to spend in free agency. Now, what he did with that money in free agency, that clearly was where he went wrong. But I have a lot of respect for general managers and organizations that acknowledge when it's time to go into a bit of a rebuild mode. And the Tigers still, at this point, continue to seem to be in status quo, just move forward, whatever. Maybe, just maybe, can contend for another couple of years. And I just don't buy that. Let's talk to Jeff in West Bloomfield. You're on 97 on the ticket. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Appreciate you calling.
Yeah, so I'm actually a transplant here to Detroit, and it parallels very nicely to my city where I saw a similar thing happen, which is Philadelphia. And I think the Phillies are the perfect parallel to the Tigers right now, where you hold on to pieces too long and you don't trade them while they're valuable. You had the Phillies with their core after the 08 and 09 World Series hanging on to a Chase Utley and a Jimmy Rollins and a Ryan Howard and a Cole Hamels. And then by the time you do finally break it up, your team's not going anywhere. You wind up with those mid to lower level prospects as opposed to the prospects you could have gotten when they still had good value. But you keep bringing the band back together, you know, and you want to make one more run. But take it from the Philly fan side of things, it gets a lot uglier before it gets better, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, Jeff, I'm with you, and I think that's a great example and a great comparison. And I will say this too, you know, just be, you know, here in Detroit and Tigers fans out there, like, it's a good thing and it's a bad thing that Mike Ilitch went for it for so long. Like, it's great because he built a contending team and a, you know, team that had chances to win World Series. At the same time, he did go for it a little bit too long and did hand out enough bad contracts that, you know, this organization is absolutely set back for the next few seasons. And this is why they're in the position that they're in right now, unfortunately.
Yeah, and, you know, it makes that fall from grace a whole lot harder and a whole lot tougher of a pill to swallow when you are good for that long and you do hold on and you want to see these fan favorites back out on the field, and you know, like I said, it makes it a lot tougher when you give up these guys and you turn around and you look at what you get back once you've held onto them for too long and you say, that's all we could get. You know, that's all we could get for a Verlander at this point. I think it's going to be a tough pill to swallow because it's a lot of money, you know, that another team's going to have to take on to take a Verlander at this point. And Cabrera, you know, like you've said, is almost untradeable because of the money there.
Yeah, he is.
But there's going to be someone out there that will take these contracts. And you better pull the trigger now before it's too late to get anything for them. And they start walking for, you know, next to nothing.
Jeff, I'm with you. And honestly, I appreciate the call. You know, you look at the offseason, and I remember saying this after the Tigers kind of like reversed course. After Al Avila came out and said they would be more responsible with their, you know, spending and they needed to, you know, essentially cut payroll. I said, okay, I'm willing to give this thing a chance in the sense that I do think that teams are obviously going to be, quote unquote, more desperate at the trade deadline. That was your chance to have a desperate team call you up and offer probably more than you actually should get for some of your players. And Al Avila wasn't able to make it happen. just like he wasn't able to make anything happen in the offseason. I've lost faith that he's going to be able to get this thing done and do it right, which means burning it to the ground a little bit, getting some young talent, building up the farm system a little bit, getting some positional players, because you already have some, you do have some pretty talented starting pitchers in your minor league system. You got to get others, though. And I don't know that he's going to be able to deliver. He's had opportunities now, multiple opportunities. Cubbies were there begging for a starting pitcher, willing to part ways with some of their best prospects, some of the only ones they have left. And the Tigers were gun shy. That's an embarrassment. And if you're a Tigers fan, you should be frustrated beyond belief, because this franchise is going nowhere right now. 97.1 The Ticket.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.